Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to Press Talk Radio. Got a full plate tonight, so hopefully we can get some races locked in and can actually get some stuff taken care of. One thing, too, up front here before we get started. Just want to say, let's leave the name calling and the mama stuff out tonight, man, and see if we can get some stuff done tonight as far as races lined up for this big weekend fest coming up. And let's stop trying to do all the strategy for us getting up on us beneath people's skin and stuff, too. So let's try not to go there tonight, and let's keep the show kind of clean. So that being said, got a few announcements, and we got one caller here as well. But as many of you know, the big weekend coming up with the races. So also, we got a race, which is going to be June the 22nd over there in Hub City Raceway. Actually, we're going to have some Pro Mod guys coming in and a few top gas bikes as well coming to put on the show. So just kind of wanted to toss that out there. And also with the Valdosta race that's coming up this weekend, and I know another gentleman is coming on to kind of elaborate a little on the race. So at this time here, we're going to go on and open up the lines here for announcements. We got 9155. Your mic is open.
What's going on? This show out from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're hosting No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest in Shelby, North Carolina. We got races locked in with Creative Custom Racing. We got races locked in with Harvey and at Columbia, South Carolina. We got a lot of racing going on.
Yeah, okay. That is taking place this weekend, too, isn't it, right?
Yes, at Chevy Side Dragway in Shelby, North Carolina. We're calling anybody out with slides or hand clutches, you know, bring them. Bring your money with you, too.
I got you. And also, we got the Texas Grill Fest, June 8th, coming up as well. So just kind of wanted to put that out there. For everyone to know as well. So with that, we ask each and every one to support the event. Because without the racers and the fans and stuff, you know, I don't know much as far as how long these events would be able to be in existence. Because it's the racers and the spectators and stuff, man, that really keeps these shows going. I mean, the promoters and stuff try to do all they can to put the shows on for the people, but it's up to the fans and, like I said, the racers again to help keep this going. So. We'd just like to say, you know, continue to keep doing what you're doing. Roger, also, too, what time are your gates and stuff opening, man?
Gates open at 12 o'clock. Get that early line. We'll be long. We got a concert as well. You know, it's a big car show, a lot of grudge racing. We got Adam's Performance. We'll be there. Just a lot of grudge racing. We got We got Bump and them coming out of Greensboro, Piedmont. They coming. So we're going to try to knock them guys in the pavement.
Okay. I guess this quarter mile, 8 mile track, huh?
This 8 mile track.
Okay.
We debut in Duke and Carolina. We call it Two Face. It's a slide of bike. Some may have heard about it, but Two Face is back on the scene this year, stronger and faster than ever. We ain't turning nothing off. Brown, what you brown?
Man, that's the hand there. Yes, indeed. Well, is there anybody out there that got any questions to ask Roger while he's on the line or whatever, feel free not to press 1. What if you had anything to ask him, anything pertaining to his race that's coming up this weekend? Well, we ask you at this time, you're now to press 1. Well, Roger, I think either ask the man to hold on for a second. You can either continue to listen on in on the show, man. If you want to chime in any time, like I said, you feel free to. We're going to kind of skip along into the show.
Okay.
All right. Again, early when I made the little statement, I was like, tonight, man, let's kind of keep the keep the mother jokes, man, and stuff out. And, let's kind of keep it strict to racing.
Okay.
You can put too much hard and stuff in it, and so it's we just kind of trying to save trouble, man, for everyone. So now the big discussion, I know a few guys mentioned it to me, is about this Four Horsemen deal this weekend. I was hoping to have each member on, but I was unable to catch up with two of them, so I'm sure we have one or two people that's online that's going to be participating in this. So, again, from looking at the polls, they still got, I want to say, Little Rich and them leading, and I think Custom Cutter's behind. So I'm wondering, you know, for as, and I'm asking anybody out there for their opinion to chime in as well. So as do you think that this poll is 100% accurate or not? Because, like I said, as of now, they got Little Rich leading, and then think Custom Cutter is coming behind him, and I think Tackle Boxing them in third, and Joe and them is in fourth place with ACP Bike. I know it was asking me last week to give a decision, but I don't think I'm going to really call it until the end of the race next week. So if we got anybody out there kind of want to give some input on the race or how they think the outcome is going to be, press 1 now and kind of open the lines up and go from there. And at the same time, do we have any more locked-in races or talked-upon races that's coming up? I also want to make an announcement that this past weekend at State Capitol, man, the Louisiana guys let the Tennessee guys came down and took all the money back home in the class and stuff. And I was like, wow. I said, that was a shocker. We had one guy that number runs pretty good in the street ET, got to the final, but the guy cut such a good light on him. I think it was just too much for him to recoup from. I'm like, man, that was crazy. But then we find out the guys was from Tennessee, that kind of put the extra gravy on it. So we kind of want to give a shout out to the guys up there in Tennessee for bringing home the money this weekend down in the street ET class at the Big J's event. Man, I know somebody should be talking about a race other than the Four Horsemen race. With all this noise talking that was on Cycle Bike, we got another caller here, 0510. Your line is open.
It's Little Rich, man. I was just wondering if we ever got to the bottom of, like, what's supposed to be locked in, or, like, as far as the Four Horsemen thing, like, you know, like, are we just doing the $500 or locking in the whole thing, or what was the whole plan as far as the Four Horsemen thing?
I don't know. I know last week, I think Cousin could request to try to just run Tackle Boxing them for the first race or whatever. I hadn't heard anything from ACP camp. So as even what I'm thinking is they're so quiet or whatever, I'm sure Joe is trying to test and tune on the bike to get it ready for next week. But I want to say Custom Cut, let me see. Custom, if you're on the line, man, press 1 where we can dial in our Tackle Box at this time here. So we'll see if we can get some clarification on this gambler's race. Let's see. Okay, you got him here. Okay. 1740, your line is open.
Yeah, this Custom Cut.
Hey, what's going on,
Rich?
What's going on, man?
I think, you know, I was talking to I think 205. I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago. I think it'd be best if we just. I'm not willing to lose 25 just on, you know, a lock in. We lock in $500. We all get a shakedown, and then we do it. You know, I'm not gonna put up 25 just to get out there and just lose it because something happened. I'm not willing to do that. You know, I'm not that hard up for money. So I put up 5. I think that's a reasonable lock in. And we go out there and make at least one or two shakedowns, and then we go ahead and do it. I mean, really, I think that's fair because if anybody back out, the embarrassment is going to be so tough on them. So, I mean, it's going to be pathetic. I think that's a good lock-in. I'm not hard up. Are you hard up, Rick?
Shit, I'm always hard up for money, but it ain't that big of a deal. I mean, if that's what everybody want to do, that's what we'll do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, the whole thing about these races is that the guy that put the whole Four Horsemen little scenario in play, we ain't heard nothing out of them guys. Really, the race was supposed to be between me and you. And then they stemmed off to the Four Horsemen thing. But Joy and 205 need to come on tonight and clear this thing up because if I don't hear anything out of them now, I'm just when I get down there, I'm going to just call you out and we do a couple of shakedowns and we go ahead and do it. And me and you will run for 25.
I tell you what, while you all on the phone talking, let me see if I can get Joy and come online here and see if he can add some clarification. I'll need to get in contact with 205. But while you all continue to talk, let me see if I can patch them in.
Rich, while we on the line, I want to ask you, what went down over there in State Capitol with Katrina bike?
Yeah, got our ass kicked. We spun real bad and got our ass kicked.
That's about to look like they were struggling too.
Yeah, they was, I think. They just struggled a little less than us.
Yeah, because they said you caught back up with him and was about to, I guess, I don't know, you tell me, did you catch back up with him, about to go around him or what?
Hell no, man. That man was in a whole nother zip code. But I never hooked up the whole time on the Katrina race. The only race that I caught back up to him or whatever was when we raced the stock chassis bikes. The Katrina race wasn't even nothing to even see. I blew
so
the
that was, honestly a bit, and it was off the trail.
Yep. Because what it was, the deal was, when they got there Friday, they knew the track was horrible. And when I got there on Saturday, we both knew the track was bad. But basically, what you got is two camps who don't want to pay nobody no punk out money. They ain't gonna say we not gonna run because the track bad, and neither was we. So both of us went out there on the bad track and just figured whatever happens, we'll do it again in Valdosta. So
when are y'all planning on doing this race in Valdosta? After y'all do the Four Horsemen race, or do we need to just wipe it clean and just go after each other?
I don't know really. I guess it depends on whenever y'all want to do the Four Horsemen thing. Like if we not doing the Four Horsemen thing until Saturday night or something like that, then I would assume that people are gonna be getting down before then. But whether we do the Four Horsemen thing or not, you know, it don't really matter to me. But as long as we all racing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm gonna make a shakedown in the heat. I know I'm gonna make a shakedown in the heat, so we kind of read everything. But I'm not gonna wait around all day for ACP them to make 1,000 shakedowns. I mean, if you want to do something for a little something, we can do it. I mean, it just lead up to the Four Horsemen. It don't matter to me. It's whatever. If we only gonna lock in 500, I ain't gonna let my bike sit all day. I'm gonna run somebody else.
Right.
Now, was the cocaine bike impressive to you, or it really didn't tip your fancy?
I never got to see it make a pass, you know, because we was off the trailer, and when we raced, I was so focused on what I was trying to do, I couldn't really gauge what he was looking like. But I was always impressed. I feel like it's a good running bike. You know, he got all the good stuff. It should be a pretty fast bike, you know. It should be.
Yeah, but I played a guy in basketball the other day with Jordan shoes on. I beat the devil out of him. That don't mean he's going to win. Because he got Michael Jordan shoes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I never really got to like watch him or gauge him or nothing like that.
Will you have a problem with me just running them? I want to give up my right to pull from the head. I just want to run them off the top. I want to run them off the top, and you can run ACC.
I'm
gonna give up my right to pull from the head. They can get lane choice. They can get lane choice all they want to. I want to run them.
I personally don't care.
Okay, well, I mean, all we got to do is just hear from ACC then. If he willing to do it, I'd rather take cocaine than first round.
See, but the problem with that would lie in it, damn, somebody's phone loud.
Yeah, it's not mine. I'm by myself.
You hear somebody's whole TV in the background. Damn.
I don't know who that is, but I'm by myself, so I know it ain't me.
Now they fixed it now. But what I was about to say was the problem will come in with that is if, let's say, ACP say, well, we really just want the random part. We don't want to run Lil Rich first. I don't care. You don't care, whatever. But, you know, it takes the randomness out of it. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who we going to race or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't care. You don't care. But, like, somebody might care, you know?
Okay, let's do this. Okay, let's see if they'll do this. Just say if you pull from the hat and you pull cocaine and I pull ACP, well, of course I'm going to pull them because they're the only lane left. Now, if you're willing to give up your pool for my pool, if we trade our pools and they're willing to do that, do you mind?
No, I don't really care.
I mean, I don't care. I just want to I want to shake them boys up because they think they're unbeatable. Which I know they can't get past my fight because what I saw from the past weekend and what I saw when I was up against him last year, man, they ain't got nothing. Just because you go to the best don't mean you're going to put the best in what you got.
Right.
And I know that for sure. They're going to have to beat me if they pull my name out their head. They're going to have to really beat me that first round. Now, the second round, I may be so beat up that, you know, I may lose the second round. But it don't matter to me as long as I beat them boys.
Oh, no, man, that don't sound like you, man.
Well, like you me. Know. You know, Chris came on the show tonight and said, you know, we need to be humble and not talk about this and talk about it. So I'm taking a back seat to all that, you know, that big talk. I'm the underdog.
Yeah.
So I'm talking like the underdog tonight. But let's just say if you stick your tiny hands in that hat and you pull out custom cut, will you try to negotiate out of that race or will you say, how much time you need to get rid?
No, I mean, like I said, if we all decide, okay, it starts at so-and-so, okay, like, you know, I truthfully, honestly, I don't want to tie, I don't want to tie up, like, the whole day for the Four Horsemen thing because there's going to be other people there to run too, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really, like, enough money to stop your whole day for it. So if we decide we're not going to do it till that night, the last 2 hours of the night or something like that, then
yeah.
I'll, you know, be fooling around with other people up until that point or vice versa or whatever, you know what I mean? But that's the
right.
Only thing I care about the whole thing is, like, what got to be put up and what – because, honestly, if one person back out, if one person blow up and they back out, or whatever the case may be, now it's three people, somebody get a bye, and it ain't that much money, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know if it works then, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
That was my whole thing. I wasn't saying lock in the whole amount just so that you Big Willie or, you know, oh, we got the whole thing up, da da da. It wasn't really that type of party. It was more so of a thing like, you know, that way it's still worth it. It's worth it because it's only four of us, so it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. But I feel like just say if you make that first pass and you blow up on that pass, I mean – It's whatever. Just say you blow up on the shakedown. I mean, you just lose your $500. That's it. I mean, but I don't think I'm gonna blow up. I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting on new everything. You know? Can you say the same, Rick?
Yeah, I sure hope I don't. I don't plan to.
Well, yeah. I seen a lot of smoke come out of that motorcycle. It didn't look too good. Man. You know, you can't. You bumping out of throttle on a six-speed auto, man. I see a lot of smoke.
Okay, guys, I was able to catch up with Joey. He said that they ACP will be there, and I was trying to catch up with 205 Mike to let him come on and verify about the race, but he said he wasn't able to shake loose here in a minute. So I'm sure they are down with whatever, though, just knowing Joey's personality and stuff. But I may try to. Around towards the end of the night, closer to the end of the show, I'm going to try to get 205 Mike again and see if he's able to come on. Whatever. But I did, you know, talk with Joe, and they said ACP will be there.
Yeah. Okay.
We got two callers here. So one of these guys may be able to come on and elaborate, tell us something, too. So we're going to open up the line 0655. Your line is open. 0655, your line is open. Okay, 9155.
Yeah,
your line is open.
I'm all set. What's going on, fellas?
Okay, Ron, what's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Just chiming back in. We all to No Mercy Motorcycle Grand Fest, June the 1st at Shadyside Dragway. We got two face brushes, John Doe, that's Creative Custom, versus Black City Racing. We're new to the scene. We're trying to take over the game.
Okay. We're going to have to find some more call-outs for you. Chuck Frank is not on here tonight. He normally chimes in every so often.
Yeah.
You may want to pick up.
Yeah, so, you know, we're calling all the boys out. If they want to come out, you know, good racing, get you got plenty of money involved. You know, we ain't scared of being no money. Just bring your money with you.
Okay. Well, I'm sure everyone is taking this in. Hold for one second. Hey, we're going to try to open up this other guy line. I mean, 0655, your line is open. Okay, we got to know. Okay. Man, I don't know what else to tell you guys on that. Seems like the other two parties going to be down with whatever. So what you was trying to say, because you just want to waive your right and just go and run Rich and them and be through with it or what?
You know, I want to run the Dream Team, you know, since they say that the baddest out there and got the baddest motorcycle. I'm going to waive my right to draw from the hat and just run them first round, you know, out the back door. You know, and
so
and
what if Richard pull, what if they pull names and he pull your name first?
If who pulled my name, Lil Rich?
Yeah.
Well, if Lil Rich pulled my name and he's willing to trade off whoever I pull, you know, if he willing to trade off, if Cocaine don't pull ACP or whoever, if he willing to trade off, I want to trade up to run Cocaine. Whoever pulled Cocaine them and talk about their name, I want to trade up to run them. First round, first pass. I don't want to see nobody else make a pass in that four horseman race. I want to be the first one out so I can be the first one load up and be the first one to pull back around for the next race. It don't matter to me. It don't matter.
You know, that's probably going to become a big stink, though. I mean, if they do that, and I don't know, there's so many variables in that race there. I don't know.
Yeah, because I know what they're going to do. I mean, I already know. And I'm going to tell you, Chris, the weather down here is muggy, it's hot, it's gnats, flies, and I love it. So, I mean,
I think we should keep the randomness in it just for the, you know, that's part of the excitement. You don't know who you're going to race, whatever. Any person that you just got a vendetta, you want to race them. I would assume that can be separate because I'm going to race tackle box and them regardless of the four horseman thing. If we never meet up, if he lose first round, I lose first round or whatever. However the cars end up falling, we still going to run tackle box and them back from what happened in state capital. But I think for the four horseman part of it, it should at least keep the randomness in it or whatever. But if people got a personal kind of like a little thing, you just want to get this one person, I mean, it's,
You got Friday night, you got all day Saturday too, you know what I'm saying? This only two, the Four Horsemen thing is only two passes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but for me, it's a whole lot of money involved in that, and that's the only race I'm focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else don't matter to me. I mean, I'm focused on that race because, really, that's the race everybody want to see. So I want to wait till all the spectators get there. Probably like the middle of the night. We ain't got to wait till the end of the night. Some people got to go home and go to church the next day. But, you know, I want to wait till the, probably about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Well, like Rich said, too, that what if you go out there and mess your bike or something up, you know, in the process before the gamblers race start, then and you got a problem. So, I mean, my suggestion would be is that,
I'm going to tell you like this right here. I'm only bringing myself that I own one motorcycle. I'm only making one shakedown, and I don't care if I have to sit the whole day to wait on this Four Horsemen. I want that $10,000, and I need it.
What was your suggestion, Chris? You was about to say what you think.
I would say, man, at the beginning, you know, you are allowed to make one shakedown or whatever to, you know, check the bike or whatever. And then the next thing, I'll be going into that Four Horsemen deal. You know, probably when the temp or even, you know, whatever time you all come up with. But that would be my thing. And then later on, after this is over with, because it shouldn't take no more than about maybe what, an hour to get that race out of the trip, you know. So then you got three or four more hours to kind of, you know, run your race up with Tiger Box. I'm sure that Cousin Cut is going to run a race over with Tiger Box as well. So I would do the Four Horsemen thing and then focus on some grudge racing later on.
Yeah. Or we can do this now, and I'm willing to do this. I can make one shake now, kind of get a reading on the track, and I can just run Tiger Box and then come back around and run the Four Horsemen. It don't matter. I'm going to try to make them blow up before that horse, race. I'm
trying
to make them
blow
up.
Man,
well, I will say this much.
I hate to be the party buster, but I swear it's almost like we should all just run each other. Just whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because just whoever won race whoever, just race whoever or something like that. Just because, you know what I mean? Like, you want to run Tackle Box, period. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, it could be. Yeah, but the way that Luck probably would run, if you put those names in the hat, I guarantee you Katrina probably going to pull a Cousin Cut name, and ACP is probably going to pull a Tackle Box.
And then I'm going to have to beat a brother head in. And I mean, can I say that on the air? I'm not wrong, am I, Chris?
Yeah, and I will say this much here, man, from looking at the bikes this past weekend, man, and I definitely say that. Look like those bikes going to be on their game. Just unfortunate, you know, didn't get a chance to see the 110% of the bikes, but man, the only thing I can just say, wow, it's going to be some excitement.
Well, if you saw the same thing that I saw on video, I don't see how you can say wow on that, because Lil Rich just said he spent all the way down the track, and Tackle Box had problems. So that's wild out of that little video. You know, you need to bring your popcorn.
I was down about midway of the track, so I couldn't really tell from the back. But I know when I heard Rich trying to shift and stuff, I figured they had problems. But or the sounding of the bike or whatever, and I know that had the, you know, bike attraction there, it was going to be some trouble, but. You know, I'm just going off how the bike was sounding and the stuff. So I definitely say it's gonna be some excitement.
Right.
Okay. Well.
Right. It's gonna be some good racing.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever y'all want to do, whatever y'all want to do. I just at the end of the day, I don't want it all to get all messed up, or people miss out on other stuff, or. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying, trying to do this, which I want to do this just as bad as the next one. I agree, too, but, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to get messy or nothing like that. And it's only two of us on the line right now, so.
Right.
But it don't matter. Whatever is whatever.
But you know,
I know of one person, I'm sorry if there's one more thing. I know of one person get out of it, then it's on. Huh?
No, no, I was saying,
I was just saying, yeah, if one person get out of it, and then it's only three of us, now all of a sudden that pot that we was talking about really ain't really, you know, that much, which we would, I know we would run tackle box in them. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But what you suggest is they, you pay the full amount before the race start, or?
I'm not saying that to be Big Willie. Now, it ain't me, you know, or it's just an opinion.
Right.
And it's not about the money, per se. It's just about the fact of, to me, the Four Horsemen thing is about we racing a pot. You know what I mean? Four people put
right.
up a small amount to race for a pretty decent pot. And if it's only 500, now we talking about blowing up. That's an extreme case. But like I said, I feel like there's also a chance of somebody making a pass and they bikes just don't impress them. And it could be for any reason. The heat, the track is a little funny or whatever, or the, it's so hot outside the bikes are slow. Like, somebody might make a pass and they might run a tenth and a half off. And then they go, I ain't going in there. But we all a tenth and a half off. But they don't know that because they don't see our ticket. So they might say, shoot, man, I'm not going in there giving away my money. Shoot, they could have 500. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me suggest this then. I know I've had several times where I had to hold money for it with races, and the agreed upon thing was when you come to the gate, you pay the full amount of money there, and that way that eliminates the, you know, you basically even in the field for as to all of the bikes, you know, coming through the gate, and then you don't know what the track conditions would be, so you basically all of you, you know, got the same playing card, and so
right.
And once you lock that in, I mean, you locked in, so it's no coming back. I had that case to happen over there. I'm not going to call the state or nothing I was in, but these guys were running a gambler's race, and one guy, Mike, had issues, so he came back and asked me, could he get his money back? I'm like, well, man, you done ran first round of Tesla when you can't, you know, get your money back. I said, that wouldn't be fair to the other guys that was running in it. So he kind of lost that money once he, you know, paid to enter into the class.
If it's gonna be something like that, then I just come off the motor and call somebody out. I mean, I'm not gonna put on $20,000 and I get out there and I get sick or something and I lose my money or my shoe come off and my toes get scrubbed up or something. Man, I'm not gonna lose my money like that. You know, I ain't that hard up for
money.
No.
It ain't hard up for money. That's what I'm saying. It's not like a Big Willie thing. It's just saying that if somebody back out or if two people back out, well, damn, it ain't really, you know, it's not a Four Horsemen no more. It ain't four of us. You know what I mean? At that point, it really ain't no point in locking in nothing. If all four people don't agree, go ahead and do it. It's not a Four Horsemen. It's not even a pot where we could race each other individually and,
well,
and get
what,
way more.
If somebody backs out, then you don't have to worry about it. I just go ahead and run you for that 25. You ain't got to worry about it. So don't even, if somebody back out, if one of them guys back out, don't worry about it. Me and you will run. Me and you will go ahead and do
right.
Race that we just talked about.
Another instance, too, over in Texas, that Grudge Fest that they had, those guys locked in 5 days, I think it was 5 or 4 days prior to the event, so when they arrived there, you know, the money and everything was all locked in. So that still falls back to the point because he doesn't feel comfortable doing that, though.
I can't really. But I mean, that would
add more excitement, you know, for it because it would have you up on your toes, you know, like, man, everything need to be on point or whatever. So versus coming out. But, I mean, it's not my money to gamble, so I'm just on it.
You got to look at it, Chris. Okay, look at the flack I take off of. Let's just say everybody get there and put up their money, and everybody have a bad day except me, and I win the money. They're going to say, oh, you didn't beat nobody. You just, and everybody's bike went down because, you know, they had problems. You ain't did nothing. I don't want to win that way. I'd rather earn it.
I ain't giving a damn what nobody say.
Little Richard get credit. If I go out there, my motor pop off the start line, you know what? They're going to say Little Richard beat the devil out of me. But if Little Richard motor pop and I beat the devil out of him, they're going to say, oh, you lucked up. You always lucking up, custom cut. Nah. Oh, I ain't going for that. No, 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 no. I don't want nobody money the easy way. I want to earn it.
Well, that's just my only suggestion, Dan. I would just hope that you all would do the horseman race first before you start grudge racing, because, you know, Eddie Kane and them camp going to be down there, so he going to draw on somebody down there as well. So I would just rather, for the, you know, go get messing with him and blow your bike up, and then the four horseman race don't go down, because you got a lot of people coming to that race just to see that, that four horseman race go down. So,
I'm willing to do that race. Start that race at 4 o'clock. Then, now I'm not afraid. One thing about me and my bike, I'm not afraid to run it in the heat. So I'm willing to do that. Start that race, the first pass at 4 o'clock. Rich, are you willing to do that? Or you got to wait till 1 o'clock in the morning?
Nah, I mean, whatever time y'all decide that it's supposed to happen is, you know what I mean, when I'm going to do it.
I mean, I ain't got to wait till the sun go down. I'm not like them North Carolina boys. I don't care.
I wish we could have the promoter on here as well to kind of, you know, be as a middle person to kind of sum it up, because, I mean, still people – coming up with ideas and stuff, and you're still not really accomplishing anything, because instead of adding on, it's just, you know, just make.
I'm back to the point that I'm saying now, what is it? I mean, everybody's saying, talking about the four horseman race, but everybody who put it together ain't speaking up. The only two people on the line.
I know 205 might work. He probably at work. But
he had mentioned something about he was out or something, so he couldn't really talk at the time. But I'll if there's anything, well, let's see.
They are testing that bike. They are testing that bike. I heard they was up there in Huntsville running top gas with the motorcycle. You better do some more testing. I know what you're up to.
Joey rides it when they do that.
I was at
Huntsville when they was running it.
And Joy was riding it, wasn't he?
Yeah, Joey
riding it. And Todd Gass, it looked horrible. I heard he didn't make it past the second round. don't be afraid to co-sign on that, little Richard. I mean,
I don't know when he lost. I didn't pay no mind.
Well, did he win the race?
Nah, he didn't win.
Okay, exactly. Exactly.
Top Gas pretty tough, custom cut.
if he think this four horseman race is easy, he needs to go pop a Coors Light and drink it.
Right. I feel you.
Because I already know what I've done to him. Two of the bikes in this already done beat, which that don't mean a hill of beans. But, I think my chance, I think I'm going to be in the final round. And you know what? I asked somebody that's holding the trophy the other day, who he think I'm going to be in the final round. And Lil Richard, he said, you and I, we're going to be in the final round.
Really?
I like those odds. Of course, I don't like them. You know, I don't like them for you, but I like them for me.
Too wrong.
Man, it's like I ain't going to really watching my tongue. I don't really want to get caught up making predictions and all that. You know, what obstacles we're going to face there or whatever. I know how I feel, but I just ain't really wanting to just, you know what I mean? You a lot bolder than I am. I really know what I think is going to happen, but.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, you're more generic than I am, so, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's how you are, you know. That don't put no brownie points on your side of the table, so, I mean, I do what works for me.
We ain't not there for brownie points. That ain't no kind of way what I'm coming for.
One thing about it, we teammates. So no matter what people think about us, at the end of the day, me and you still gonna be teammates.
Man, so, oh man.
Hey, don't play.
No, man.
Our chicks both have the same name on it now.
Man, oh man. you cut up.
Yes, yep. Sir. But we are bringing the Winnebago, and we're bringing a long air conditioned trailer with all the supplies in it. DTM will be in the house. It will be Ronnie's coming down to Copio, a couple of more riders, ProMart riders. So we will have a bunch of ProMarts in the house showcasing DTM's work.
I have my ProMart there too.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you just slipped up and said that, you know, just slipped up and said that. Come on, Richard.
No.
You going to be testing?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to put it out there, but DTM did win the race in Canada the other week, last week.
Yeah, they probably was the only ones there.
Wow. Wow, yep. Teammate, you hit below the belt. We're going to have to put a demerit by your name.
Thanks. Now, we're going to have some fun, man. This four horseman thing getting kind of messy, though. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I would hope that. Let me see if I can get Packer Box on the phone.
All right.
I heard they spit a shim out that motorcycle when they ran you a little bit.
You say what now?
I heard they spit a shim out of that cocaine box. Yep, that's what I heard. That's why they ain't on the line tonight.
Yeah, they probably have a fix. We're going to, they've been waiting on this the whole time, you know. If not,
so
motorcycles. We got about five of them. Five nitrous flat bikes. Yep. I hope we get tackle box on the line. Y'all hold on a second, Mom.
Boss man, y'all need to come to North Carolina.
I'm back.
All right. We got another caller here, 7833. Your line is open. Hey, 7833, your line is okay, we had lost the call. Roger, you had a question or something you was...
Yeah. Can we get some of that money y'all talking about? Bring it to North Carolina. I heard him say something about North Carolina. He's scared of something.
Oh. We got some listeners out there. So if anybody want to entertain Roger's portion of this press warning at the moment while I'm still trying to get Tucker Box on the phone.
Hold on 1 second, y'all.
Yeah, I want to get some of that money y'all talking about.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
You would rock wanted to know what now? If we was bringing anything to Carolina?
Yeah, you know, we don't see a big race up there, Saturday. You know what I mean? I want y'all guys, you know, check us out one time. You know what I mean? Show us a little bit of room. You know, we got a flat slip slider.
Tell me, when is your race again, Rock?
This is Saturday, June the 1st, at Shadyside Dragway. We're racing Frank, you know, for Creative Customs.
Yeah.
We got a race locked in with we got a couple races locked in with him and Harvey.
That race is never going out.
Huh? Oh, we already got a punk out fee. We already got the punk out fee ready. I feel like this kid anyway. Hello.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big dog. I don't really get down to 8 mile track. So I have to kiss it with y'all when y'all come to the corner.
Yeah, y'all like them corners. We got to get that money real quick and get the hell on away from the human labor.
Yeah, but we got long legs on our horses, so we don't care. But June 1st we'll be down there in Valhalla, so
coming up in August.
Yeah, we really can't accommodate y'all, you know, and I really think if we did pull up on the scene the first up there in North Carolina, y'all wouldn't run us anyway, so.
Hey, bro, scared money would never make a dollar.
Yeah, you're right. But,
you know what I mean? We knew on the scene. We knew on the scene. We trying to come out making a name for ourselves out in the street, you know. Money ain't the problem.
Well, you got to understand, you got two of the line. You need to start off in grade school first. You're in college right now. You're talking like college graduate.
I'm already graduated, baby. We got a slide for you too now. You ain't hear about us.
I don't race against KZ1000s, okay? I mean, if it's not a booster or a GZ1000.
Get the booster all the way.
Oh,
we Zook boys in North Carolina. We ain't playing around with nothing. We Zook boys.
Okay. You just, for some reason, we're going to check you out.
Okay, guys, I'm going to try to call Tackle Box. He said he would rather run straight out the trail, so I told him I'm going to try to catch him in the show. So let me see if I can call him now to get him on that line.
You don't want to do that, do you, customer?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you have reached this recording in error, please check the area coding number and try to call it.
Pay your bill, Taco Box.
No, this is wrong.
You ain't got the right number, Chris?
Yeah, I had the number. I didn't put the right one in front of it, I don't think.
It's the right number.
Oh.
No, I just talked to him off that number. So it...
Hey, they can cut you off at any time of the day. Trust me. I know.
What you feel about that custom cut?
You talking about...
What I mean by that is we all got the opportunity to test Friday, and then Saturday, you know, we just start.
I'm going to tell you something, Rich. One thing I did learn from over the weekend with y'all at State Capitol is that I'm not a dummy. So I learned a lot by your race. Okay?
No, we didn't test on Friday. We came right in on Saturday. I mean, I did.
Yeah,
they didn't run cocaine either.
I can't afford. I'm betting my pot by myself. I can't afford to do that. I'd rather make a couple of shakedowns and let's do it. And everybody knows
that's what
that.
I'm saying. On Friday.
I have to work on Fridays. By the time I get off and get down there, y'all be done. You know, y'all be done finished.
I got
you.
You
know, so I mean, you know, then when Saturday comes, the last thing I'm gonna do is back out of race. So I mean, you ain't never saw me back out of race. But see, one thing about this game, you always try to capitalize. People always try to capitalize off your mistake. You made one mistake by running the boys off the truck over there, and you ain't made a pass on that bike on Friday night. I learned from your mistake, Richard. And I'm not going to make that mistake this weekend. Yes, I learned from your mistake. And you know what? That's a wise thing to say because, you know, everybody can learn from everybody. You can learn from me. I can learn from you. And I learned from you.
I hear you.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go there and I'm going to read the track. I'm going to let Dan read the track. And we're going to go out there. I want to give the fans the best package that love that Caesar can bring to the track. I don't want nobody to see me get out there and spin and then I have to go through the crowd saying, well, I can do better next time. Nah.
I hear you.
Nah. Because, see, World Talk Radio next week, hey, no excuses.
Hey. I mean, that's cool.
know, that's all them guys want me to do. They want me to fall into a stupid trap, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get there. I'm going to make a couple of shakedowns, and we're going to do it. I may make one shakedown and say, I'm ready.
Right.
You know? And that's what I plan on doing, just trying to make one shakedown and get out there and do it.
Right.
I don't want to stay out there all day. I don't want to stay out there all day. I want to go ahead and get this over with.
Right.
Yeah. All that coming off the truck with these type of fights, leaving on the two-step like that, you got to have a reading on that track. I'm not going to put that much pressure on my mechanic because we're not in contingency or nothing. It's just straight out.
I didn't mean no passes. I just meant on Saturday. But I hear what you're saying about you got to work. So I feel you. That'd be an unfair advantage for everybody else. So, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not flying in. I mean, I'm right down the road. I can't fly in and somebody hire me and stuff like that. I'm just a backyard goods racer.
I ain't flying in either. I got to drive too by myself.
Well, don't forget your coffee.
Man, I sure ain't.
But Tackle Box and Priceless and Juice and all them, they want to say go off the truck, go off the truck. They just trying to grab me at a vulnerable state. But I'm not going to let them get me like that. If they're going to beat me, they're going to beat me straight up. Straight up.
Mm.
Not on a spin. Because you know, if y'all would have got out there and made a shakedown pass in state capitol, that they would have been toast the next pass. You know that. And you probably drift about that. You probably say, man, how crazy was I to get out there and do that? But you done it.
Nah, I mean, I know how a lot of people feel about off the trailer races or whatever. They feel like you're just supposed to race at your best or whatever. But I personally don't mind. I don't mind. You know, I don't mind that gamble. It ain't. I don't fault people who don't like to do it at all. But you know, it is what it is. It's just, you know, who says you can't do it again or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you ask some boys to run again, and what do they say? I don't want to blow the bike up before the four horsemen race. See, they ain't gonna get no get back because they know they skated back. They know they couldn't beat that bike. That's why they want to run you back. I'm gonna tell you, if they thought they could beat you, they would have kept taking your money. They would have kept taking your money, but they didn't think so. So I'm not gonna give them an opportunity to make a fool out of me. No offense, but nah, if they're gonna beat me, they're gonna beat me at my best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious they can't do that, and they can't do it with you because they didn't run you back.
Absolutely.
But they ain't going to be able to run when they come down this way. Either they're going to do a grudge race, or they're going to get picked at.
I'm sure they're going to be racing. We got, between us and them, we got, you know, we ran three races. Their Katrina and cocaine race was only one. But we ran three races in the state capitol. And I'm sure all three of those at least happen one more time. Then you got Sandy and Runts. You know, I don't want to hog up the whole day with them, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have at least three races, maybe four.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I ain't got but one dog in this fight, and Caesar, that's the only bike I got, so.
Right.
I'm just out to run that four horseman race. If it don't start by 6 or 7 o'clock, I'm gonna go ahead and scratch it and do something else. I don't care. I'll call you out. I'll run you. I mean, it don't matter. I'll run them again.
Cousin, let me try to call these guys again. I put a one in front of this number, so if we get an error message, okay.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Okay.
Hold on, Chris, hold on.
Wow, this is crazy. Now, one thing about this grudge racing, ladies and gentlemen, that if you can't afford a grudge race, don't do it. Don't do it. Because you'll get a sound like every time you fuck.
No, I'm talking to the man by text on that line, so it must be something that I'm doing from this end here.
You don't understand that you can still text even if your phone is disconnected. You would not be able to call, but you still can take. Yeah. I mean, I can, you know, I can pull it up on the internet.
Hey,
right?
Chris, he on the line. Tacklebox on there.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Not much.
Oh, okay.
We were trying to get an understanding, man.
They was trying to come up with some rules and stuff for Saturday, and hopefully I'm going to try to get 205 Mike on as well, where you all can kind of come up with some rules to kind of go by on Saturday. I'll just let Rich take over and let him have why I'm trying to get 205 Mike back on the phone.
What you think, how you feel like, what would be ideal for you, Tagalock, as far as how we doing this weekend?
Well, as long as everybody can agree, you know, that it doesn't need to, you know, we need to try to set a time that it takes place. That way we can do other races too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. As far as I'm concerned, as much time as, you know, we've known about it and everything, I don't care if we all go straight off the trailer for all I care. I mean,
not gonna happen.
I think that right there is showing, you know, if people can get there and test Friday, you know, you've been riding a little bit, I've been riding a little bit, but I mean, I think that right there is showing, you know, who's coming with the best package and chassis set up, so on and so forth, who's ready.
Well, that ain't gonna happen with me. So, I mean, you know, if y'all trying to come straight off the trailer, y'all can go ahead and do the same.
I'm not saying that's the way it has to be.
Right.
You know, I was just throwing that out there. But if nothing else, Derek, how many, like, all right, so if we shake down, how many shakedowns do you think we should be allowed?
No more than two.
One apiece or two or what?
No more than two. You get one just to read, another one to go down and see if you got the right package put together, and let's do it. You know, if you go down the track and make one shakedown, that's all you need. Let's do it.
Let me show you my objection to that, Custom Cut.
Mm-hmm.
You really can only make, like, one pass an hour on these grudge bikes. So if you make two shakedown passes and then two rake, that's 4 hours worth of, you got to think that's going to take 4 hours to do.
You know,
how long
Richard,
are we racing
you can say what you want to. I was told with my motorcycle, I wait 15 minutes, I can get right back out there. So I'm not going to take no more than an hour to do my two shakedown passes. I tell you what, give me 30 minutes. I can make my two shakedown passes. I don't need all that cool-off time. It takes me 15 minutes to cool off. I'm ready.
I promise
I'm
you.
Ready.
All right, well, then,
you'd be the only
so
one.
So if we set it as, you know, each rider can have up to two shakedowns, and then what time do y'all think that we should have it? You know, shit should go down. By like
5
6 p.m.?
No, 5
okay.
o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
5 o'clock. And you know what? If y'all get cocky, we'll go at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It don't matter. I ain't got to wait till
well,
the
Well, no,
sun
I'm not talking about getting cocky because I was trying to come straight off the trailer and Richard didn't have shit to say about it. You're the one that said something about that.
You know what? I'm not gonna lose my money coming straight off the trailer like that, or win nobody's money off a spin or something like that. Let's make one shakedown.
Okay.
When you first beat me, when you came down there the first time and you beat me, I didn't wait around
so
all day.
Because if
I
spin, man,
something.
You can just let us keep our money, man. Shit.
You know.
All right, well, look here. All right, well, then let's say 6 p.m. That's going to give time for the temperature, you know, to drop back down a little bit.
And that's all day long.
Say what now?
That's all day long. That's the whole event being for four horsemen.
Okay, well, we can do it by noon. I mean, you guys know the track's going to be there. We could do it at 9 a.m. It wouldn't matter, you know.
Man, if we do it, that's a good time to start at 6 o'clock. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That'll get a spectator's
cool.
time to get there, everybody
right.
get off from work and get there. You know, I'm not going to do it when there ain't nobody at the track. I want to embarrass somebody in front of everybody or get embarrassed.
Yeah.
So
let's do it at 6 o'clock.
Let's do it at 6 o'clock. I mean, if you got a problem with that, then, hey, make your one shakedown, and we'll just do it, me and you. It don't matter. But I think that's a good time, 6 o'clock, That'd get my people telling
me. But now, also, everyone, before they even shake down, everybody's got to go ahead and put their chips up, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, come through the gate.
That way it's kind of like a locked-in thing. All right, see, I think that's cool right there.
Yeah,
with the $500 being the locked-in part.
Yeah, take it up to the tower, leave it up there.
Yeah, or that, or give, you know, everybody gives it to Dano, or we'll figure that out. That's not a big deal, but yeah. So before anyone shakes down, then, you know, there has to be like Dano or someone like that, or Chris, someone has to hold the chip.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think nobody gonna run away with $500. So that's about when me and you ran, we held our own pot. So I mean, $500.
All out of the four that's running, we all know that we're good for it. But it's just, it's kind of like if you do it that way, then you can't back out. Or, you know, if you know what I'm saying, if you can't get your chassis to work out within two shakedowns, then that's just tough shit.
Yeah,
So you're saying, I'm just being clear, you saying that you want to lock in 500, or are you talking about the whole pot?
I think everybody should go ahead and put in their whole pot. But, I mean, if y'all don't agree with that, it's whatever we all agree on. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Broke custom cut is going to put up $500. It ain't good enough to lock in, and, you know, it's racing game.
We'll agree on that, I'm sure. You know, Mike doesn't have a problem with that either. He'll probably be on here in a minute, but
yeah,
I mean, for all we know, one of us or a couple of us may go out there and shake down, and you know, something happen or whatever. You know.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'm like y'all. Everybody.
But now,
knows
are we all? Go ahead.
You know, everybody knows me. I'm bound for something tragic to happen to me. That's after I win the first one, but you know,
right,
it always
so
happens.
If we put up the nickel, and let's say I go out there and I blow up, that's just tough. I lost that nickel, correct?
Yeah, you're right, but okay.
That way we all have an understanding. You know, that way. You can't get that back unless you win. Unless you win the whole deal, that nickel's gone. You lock that up to go shake down.
Yeah.
Like I said, Tackle Box, man, and I don't mean to be, you know what I'm saying, and really whatever happens, we don't really have to keep going back and forth. Whatever happens is fine or whatever, but I'm just trying to think.
Oh, you know, I'm the same way.
And I'm saying is that if it's a nickel and somebody back out, right, now you only got out. You got to make two passes to win $5. You know what I'm saying? You got to make two passes. That ain't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like I know Steve would say no to that. I wouldn't make him say no, or I don't care. I'm just riding the bike, but
yeah,
I feel like he say two passes for that. You know, when we could run y'all or whatever, and then somebody
I see that point of view too, because man. These are, you know, all of us have expensive machines. And, you know, when you're out there beating them up, you know, they're a ticking time bomb. You never know when one's going to let go or something.
At the end of the day, I say, y'all, we can put up the nickel. If one person back out, man, let's just not even do four horsemen because it ain't four of us. And one person don't even have to make a pass. Somebody just going to have to, somebody, all they got to do is really take the tree or whatever the case may be. If it ain't four of us doing it, let's just screw that and we all just.
What you saying? Everybody get their money back. Everybody get their $500 back. We all put up $500. Somebody back out.
I tell you what, I'm cool with, to be honest with you, you know, I really don't even want to be in the whole rule thing because I would rather just be told. I'd rather be told how it's going to be, and then that's just the way it is. I would way rather do that.
Yeah, I guess it don't matter. We done use the whole Grudge Talk Radio worrying about it. If everybody wanting to race on Saturday, we'll all be racing some kind of way. So
yeah. I got another number here. I'm not cutting you off. Let me see if I can patch this guy in. He just texted me, so let me hold for 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah. All right, Soup, we got you on the phone, man. All right, Rich, you all can get rolling.
Huh?
I said, you can get around.
Okay, well, one thing about trying to discuss this four horseman race, it's only three horsemen on the line right now. I mean, so no matter what we come up with tonight, 205 can jump in and say, no. So I tell you what, you know, if nothing don't get.
He's still outnumbered, though, Cousin Cut.
Say what now?
Majority the rule, though. Majority the rule. So, I mean, he.
We ain't talking about NBA basketball.
Him and Joey are, you know, they're kind of like just how we've been talking right now, like adults. You know, as long as it ain't nothing stupid and we can all agree on it, man, they ain't tripping on that stuff. You know.
Yeah.
I guess we don't have a fight. I've been fucking with them guys a long time, and they ain't tripping on petty shit.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
tell y'all this,
right?
If y'all talking about locking in the whole 25 before we even make a shakedown, then y'all can leave me out of it. Y'all can call me what y'all want to call me.
No. I'm cool with not doing that. That was just a suggestion. And that's how you figure out what you're going to do. You talk about it, you know. But now, I can understand with, you know, with Richard riding Katrina and that Steve fight, he doesn't want, you know, to go out there and make these passes and someone back out and that just end the whole thing. Man, those are wasted passes. We could have raced each other, you know.
Right.
Or we could have.
There you go.
Everybody has to understand that too.
Right. Okay, let's do this. You know, let's do this beside that four horseman because I feel like somebody's gonna, you know, beat the hard man out. Okay.
No, I don't think we should hang it up because everybody's wanting to see this. I think this right here is what we need to stick with it.
Yeah, I want to stick with it, but man, everybody, some people want to run at 12 o'clock, some people want to run at C, some people want to run.
It don't matter. It's just suggestions, man. But I ain't heard one person on the line say they not going to do something except for you. You're the only one that won't do certain stuff. So at the end of the day, whatever you conform to is what we all going to do, I guess. Yeah, I guess that's how it's going to go, right?
There you go. You make the fucking rule. This is your world. We're just passing through. I'm just going to call the ruckus as I do it. You make the rule.
No, I'm not trying to make the rules, but I'm not going to be stuck on stupid either because the rules were made in state capitol, and then, you know, the things happen, and now everybody's trying to backpedal on it. I want to make the rules so everybody
will
feel
like
it's
the best thing. We should be done. We should be done running our four horsemen thing by 6 p.m. I really think that it should and could happen way before 6 o'clock.
Okay, so now I'm gonna tell you now, Tiger Box Rich. Okay, I'm down here. I'm down here like 30 miles, 35 miles from the track. Okay.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, I guarantee you ain't gonna put that leather suit on. I guarantee you ain't gonna put it on.
Man,
I was just down in
Baton Rouge and where the state bird is a mosquito and it's hot as fuck. I wore my suit all day long. Because once it gets wet, you might as well leave it on.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know,
so,
I'm just saying, I ain't worried about that. Okay, I mean, you know, well, you know, let's get down to it. Let's don't wait on no fans, no spectators.
Well, I tell you, why don't we do this? I'm going to text Mike here in few. Let's all try to find a time to where me, Richard, you, and Mike can get on a call together. So like Mike might be working right now or something. That way, between us four, we can figure it out.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. I don't care. It's whatever y'all want to do.
I got a lot of my sponsors and a lot of my fans is not going to get there about 6:30, 7 o'clock because they want to see me win.
Okay, seven o'clock is fine. What time? I can't remember what time they shut down before.
11 o'clock.
I think 11 o'clock.
It shut down at 11, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Man, if you can't get your grudge races off, you know, in 4 hours, then.
Yeah. I need at least 2 hours to celebrate after I win.
I'm cool with 7. but I don't think it should be any later than that.
Oh, no. It need to start at 7 o'clock. Y'all say, y'all listen to me, I can set the rules. I think it need to start at 7 o'clock. And,
oh, no, if we start at 7, then, like Richard said, man, that's gonna take some time. Even if we only cool down for, like, a half hour, you know, that's still going to take some time to do all that. I mean, granted, we are going to get to go, you know, like, straight to the front every time and all that. That's cool,
right.
And I think it should be that way on our shakedowns, too. We should be able to go just straight to the front. Straight to
right.
the pot, you know, shakedowns and whenever we're running each other.
Okay, but Taco Boss, last time me and you was down there, we burnt out. We got to the start line. It started raining on the other end. What did we do? We backed up. We went back, you know, capped our bottles back out. We right back around. Because when you want to do it, I don't care what that motor feel like, you want to do it. You know, so ain't no such thing as cooling down when you want to beat somebody head in. We did not let your motorcycle cool down.
And it ain't that much at stake. It ain't that
no.
much at stake to blow somebody's
shit up. I mean, Randy,
talking about
Randy,
you want to do it.
Randy runs his bikes like they're fucking street ET. I mean, he'll hot lap. He don't care. He does not care. I ain't even got to take my helmet off. They'll push me right back up to the line for all he cares.
I mean, I own this one right here, so I don't care. Yo, I don't care. I mean,
I don't own Katrina, and I can speak for him and say he do care. He ain't going to do that.
I was just being funny, but that's why we all need to try to get together. You talk to Steve. I'm going to talk to Randy. Cause you ain't got to talk to anyone. You're on your bike, and Mike needs to talk to Joey. That way everybody can be on the same page. That way when we get down there, it ain't a cluster. You know what I'm saying?
Well, correction, Tackle Boss, I do need to talk to Dan and all my pit crew in Qatar. And my pit crew in Georgia, so correction on that. So I do have people I have to answer to.
Can I get your autograph this weekend?
Yeah. You can get my autograph. Y'all heard it tonight. Taco Boss want my autograph, and you know, may the best man win. But I really want to pass up my chance of pulling out the hat and go ahead and run you first round. So really, we can go ahead and start this at 7 o'clock.
Well, see, that's where the mess goes. Before you get into that, yo, well, hold on for 1 second. We got three calls here, man. I don't mean to interrupt because it's that mess.
Y'all go ahead. We'll get it figured out later.
0726. Your line is open. 0726. Your line is open.
Must be 205. I'm trying to back out.
9017. Your line is open.
Well, though, which.
What's going on?
Nah, I was just sitting back listening to him, that's all.
Okay. All right. We got another line here. 0655. Your line is open. Okay.
And don't nobody want to talk?
Yeah,
nope,
I can talk shit.
Like.
I might as well put my opinion in here. We ain't doing nothing for talking anyway. I've been listening to y'all the whole time.
Who all besides this weekend? What who all's planning on going to Crandall, Texas on June the 22nd?
Damn, he just cut that man off.
Say what?
Oh, what'd I do? My bad.
No, I was out there saying about that whole horse race. I'm just giving no opinions. But anyway, I know all y'all gonna get together and do it anyway. About that about all y'all locking in five. And y'all can't get no more than two passes on the part where y'all say about whenever y'all lock in the money. I mean, I'm gonna ask Richard this, like when y'all lock in the money, and if one person fucks up, what y'all can't call it off, right?
Yeah, I don't think that should go down like that.
In other words,
whoever blew
and whoever name they pulled, and when the other two persons race, whoever win that race off the other person. They just have to run the person that the person that Blue's supposed to run, right?
Yep. And that five will be added to the pot. Right.
From the person that Blue.
If I pull Tackleball's name and Tackleball get out there on his shakedown and blow, then I get an automatic buy. So it's still a four horseman race, but he just blew up and got to get on the train.
You don't get no automatic
buy? No, it stays in the pot. only the winner is going to get any of the chips.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't get no money. I just get a free round to the final round.
You get
round
a buy, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if
and to be honest, right when we all get there, I want to go ahead and call right then.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go ahead and pull names and then go do our shakedown.
No, because if we get there and draw names right then, somebody watch another person make a shakedown, and and goddamn well by watching that person, man, ain't no way I could beat that man.
You're exactly right.
Hey,
Rich. First of all, like y'all agreed on earlier, y'all need to put that money up before y'all even pull names or make the shakedown.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, $500.
Yeah. Y'all already agreed that all y'all gonna pay $500.
Yeah,
so when does the other amount kick in? Before the race starts, or
right
is that
before,
after the race
right before
is over
we start, right before we do it.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Before you draw a name. But man, Tacklebox, we still got all the other races going too?
Yeah. Yep.
The Orange Bike and Kilo, we doing the Nitrous for Nitrous and Motor for Motor?
Yep. We're going to do Spray for Spray. We may try Motor to Motor. I don't know. I know for a fact though we're running spray for spray. That's 100 right there. All I gotta do is call Z and tell him we're doing it. We ain't gotta lock it up. It's going down.
All right. What about do you feel like Lil Sean? I don't know if he's on the line or not, but do you feel like Lil Sean to run Big Red? I'm not sure why they didn't do that at the other day, but
I don't know. I can't speak on that. And actually, I haven't talked to him. I know for a fact, though, that, you know, he's going to want to rerun the race that y'all did. I don't know. I can't speak on that.
All right.
You want me to text him and see what he answered that real fast? Or?
It don't matter, I guess.
After I get off the phone, I'll holler at him or I'll take him or something.
Okay.
But which we
asked another day about,
track, huh?
Reason to talk about, I mean, okay, if the four horsemen going down around what 6-7 o'clock, are y'all gonna rush any time for that? Or y'all gonna wait around on it?
I'm sure Tackleball's been done ran three times.
As far as I'm concerned, me and Rich can go straight off the trailer. We ain't fucked up about it.
You're right.
And we'll go ahead and beat Eddie Kane's teeth in, too. I mean, it's whatever.
Eddie about to get in here.
Oh, I already know. He's done. He's hitting one so many damn times. But, yeah, we're going to get across his ass. Me and Rich going to rerun our race that we just ran. Me and Rich will probably go ahead and run. I mean, y'all know Valdosta is, like, it don't matter what time of day it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That track
work.
Right.
Guys, man, we got about 5 callers since you said that, so let me open up these lines and see who we got on call.
Oh, here it comes.
506, when your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, Chris?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, look, this is Little Rich Tackleball. I know 205 might be on the phone, right? But if y'all guys willing to go on and do that for not somebody else who won't go on and do it, y'all can do that instead of waiting around. Because making 2 shakedowns, bro, like you said, them machines cost a lot of money. Find somebody who's willing to go and put that money up so you know you're running for 10. No. That sounds like more sense to me to go on and put that money up.
I think it'd be a rack. I think a rack should be put up instead of a nickel. That at least kind of helps cover something if you tear something up or, you know, or whatever.
I tell you what, Tackle Box, do this. Y'all do 50, do half of the 25 then.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm cool with
see,
that.
Hold on, see. Okay, go ahead and talk.
No, I'm saying they lock up. If find you somebody else willing to lock up the whole pot before any shakedowns are made, or take it up from that $500, man. You know, that's, man, $500, come on, man, y'all spending a race gas on just the bikes.
Yeah, I mean, $1,250 is cool with me. I don't have a problem with that.
You gotta realize y'all got them, y'all headed somewhere when y'all said five tonight and all three of y'all agreed on. Y'all can't, it's gonna be really complicated to jump that shit to $1,250.
No, but if they really want to do it, Zone, they going to do it. If you really want to gamble and get in this four-horse race, what's $1,250 when you got a $15,000 motor?
We've lost little Richard.
Yeah, right, but you
got
to realize you got CC in there talking too, though. And then, you know, I don't know, I think, I mean, that's them and that's they race, but they have already agreed on a few things tonight. And then for them to change the shit, they're going to, when they do get to the track, man, the only people that need to be talking, man, is one person from each group.
Well, still, no, they really ain't agreed on that because Tackle Box and Rich willing to do whatever, so they really ain't agreed. They in agreement, but they the only two in agreement.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think it's going to be complicated until goddamn everybody just get to the track for real.
Right. All right, Cousin, because you back open, man. Let me see if I can catch up with Rich and them, too, because I lost them just a while ago. All right, we got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the lines here. 2640. Your line is open.
Hello.
Is open. Hello?
What's going on, Chris?
Oh, I can't call it. Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking that is going to be a late race. I saw them bikes have to cool down that long. But six,
right.
Doing it at 6, it's going to be a late race. But once they make that pass, they're going to feel like, my bike still ain't cool yet. I need another about 30 minutes. I need another 30 minutes. They're just going to keep 30 minutes in the depth until they've been had like 2 or 3 hours of cool down.
That's why they have to... come to the track and agree on what they really gonna do.
Yeah, they
because
really
they
need
can't,
two
they
five
can't,
bikes
they can't
on
get no more
than,
either way it go, I think they agreed. Well, I don't think they really agreed, but I think it was said that they can't get no more than two test pads. And I think Rich and Taco Ball did say they wanted to.
Well,
go
the only
the trail,
one wanted to test, only one with the two test pads is Cuz. So they just let him go and do what he do. And just let him know, hey, whatever he do is
right
on him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because I'm sure.
See, that's the thing. They don't have to do their test pass. But if
exactly.
They agree on it, you know, you see what I'm saying? Cause they can go and let, they can just sit their shit to the corner and let Custom Cuts
exactly.
Go and do his thing. They don't have to
exactly.
Do shit. Just wait on the race.
Y'all actually think they're going to let me get out there, do shakedown pass. They ain't going to do nothing. The urge. They ain't going to be able to sit still. If they see me out there running good pass, they're going to want to go out there and do one pass. Watch what I tell you.
You
see, I'm not a fool in this racing game. I'm not that cocky. I may seem like it on the radio, but when it comes time to get out there and race, I put that foolishness to the side. It's about getting that money then. It's about getting that money. Don't let what I say on this air fool y'all. When it comes time, June the 1st, the race, I want two shakedown passes. Cause I don't want to be like little Richard talking about, well, I spun. I may have time to do it again. No, I don't want to do that. No. I'm trying to get up in somebody's tail because this time, next week, I want to be holding up 10 racks.
Sound good.
Well, I mean, it's my home track. The last time I was down there, I won, so it sounds like butter to me.
Sound good.
Yeah. Y'all gonna go against me anyway, so I'm comfortable being an underdog. And you know what? I wish it was more haters on the line so I can build my confidence up. Because I mean, I'm not going to stick my shit out and say I can come off the truck. I can't come off the truck with nobody. I want at least a shakedown pad. My mechanic coming all the way from North Carolina, and he need to look at my bike. He need to feel my bike. He need to touch my bike, and he need to touch that track. And then he's going to touch that computer, then I'm going to touch somebody's wallet.
Rich still on here.
And you know what, Chris?
Rich,
I'm sorry.
Lost Rich, man.
I'm sorry, Chris, if I said something wrong, but I'm using a lot of words that may hurt. And you know, I want to touch somebody. Doggone it, I want to touch. Because it's gonna cost me every bit of $1,000 to get DTM down here with all his doggone mechanic shop on the road mechanic shop. But I'm coming away with somebody money June 1st. You bet that.
Now, also, your trip back to Hudson,
I
don't know anybody in particular. No, I was telling Cousin Cuddy.
Now, I feel like, Chris, you're trying to set me up on that question. I'm not.
Okay, well, I'm about to leave that alone.
I'm scared to say who I want to run because last time I said that, I got a barrage of, like harsh words.
Okay.
So let's just say you can catch him on TV on Sunday. He'd be making that ball.
Okay.
All right,
let's see here. Okay, we got another caller here, man. We're going to try to open up the line. 3365. Your line is open.
Hey, what's happening, Chris?
What's going on?
What time the track open?
You talking about this weekend?
Yes, sir.
12 o'clock. No, 12 o'clock. Somebody said 12 o'clock.
Yeah, they said 12 o'clock. They start running at 2.
Start running at 2.
Yeah, they start running at 2. But I'm gonna tell you, if you down here with me, I'm telling you, you ain't gonna be wanting to get out there at no 2 o'clock. Ain't no leather suit trying to run.
Man, you really can't worry about all that.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried. I'm down here every day.
Because it really, I'm going to tell you what it really is, a team effort. It's going to be a team effort.
You know,
I was just thinking, you know, if you open at 12, you got from 12 to 4 o'clock to make 2 shakedown passes.
Right.
Y'all should start that 4 horseman by 4 o'clock.
Right. You know, I can't blame you for thinking like that, you know, because every time, I know when I took that trip up to North Carolina and I met G Wiz and all the fellas for the first time, and my mechanic was hot, and I didn't want to get in my suit, and my mechanic said, custom, are we going to make a test pass? And I said, for real? And this heat? He said, I don't care. I built this motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know, the heat, the cold, whatever. We went out there, and I swear, it was probably like 99 degrees out there, made our first shakedown pass. I lied to you not.
Yeah, cause that's how it go, baby. That's how it go. You got them class races, they run from in the morning all the way till the night.
You know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just got a text from this guy. Yeah, I know a lot of people heard us beefing on the line, but G Wiz has said he gonna be down here the weekend. And I want to repeat that. G Wiz said he's coming to South Georgia to watch Custom Cut take the money home. I'm reading it right here. I'll be down there to watch you take the money home, Custom Cut. I'm down for you. Okay. Yep. Hey. Right there.
Yeah.
What, man?
Yeah, that's how you're going to find out who's going to be the winner, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be a team effort. Everybody got to be on their A game. Right. Whether you're running in the sunshine or in the dawn. Now, can I ask you something? Who are you picking for the 4 Horsemen race? Can I ask you that? I pick you. Wow. There you have it, America. They pick me. Wow. You know what? I'm starting to get a little generous heart right here. It may be Christmas for a lot of people around there at the track therapy. So if y'all come up to me, I may just make it rain.
I pick you, because I know it's gonna be. It has to be a team effort, not just the rider, and not just the bike. It's gonna have to be a team effort.
And everybody know who got the best team out there. And that's DT Hill. We know how to make them go fast and hot weather. That's our motto.
And that's why y'all need to race by 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
What is that? Somebody working in the background?
That's probably Little Richard building some stacks.
We don't have it. We got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the line. Just 5041. Your line is open.
Now, Jared Jones, good motherfucking well, that ain't what I texted you.
Wow.
What's going on, dog?
What's up? Wow.
I was listening online, right? And I'm sitting back and I can't talk and I'm like, fuck this shit. I got to call in. I ain't said nothing of the damn such.
I mean, I'm reading it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I read it wrong. I'm sorry. Wow.
So, hey, Chris, what I was texting Jared originally was Richard and Tacklebox were on the phone together. They're going to try to get back on with you. I think Richard's last four is 0105 or something like that. They were on a call together. So,
okay.
But I was actually sitting back listening, guys. I'll be down there. I'm going to be at Coop Shop all day Friday, man. I look forward to seeing y'all Saturday. My family's just now getting home. So, I'll see everybody Saturday when y'all get there. And my money's on Richard to win the Four Horsemen, Jared. See me on the side and we'll get right.
I was about to ask you that.
Wow.
Wow. You know,
y'all be good, fellas.
All right.
Okay, D-Will.
My fans, how they appear and disappear. Wow. I can't believe it.
You got flip-flops.
Hey, what now? Yeah.
Well, they didn't let you know, goddamn. There be so many goddamn people on this motherfucker. I know it, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you know, one thing about it, when I get to the track and when I make that first pass, I'm going to separate the real from the fake. I'm going to separate it now. I'm telling you now, and I'm not going to tell you what a old gray-haired man told me the other day, but he told me it's going to be two darkies in the final round. Nice.
Yeah.
But how y'all going to go about it, though? I mean, y'all need to just go on. When y'all arrive to the track, lock in. Get the shakedown, two shakedowns by 4 o'clock.
Right.
Point blank. Best package. It's simple. It's real simple. You know, if you blow up, you lost your money. Your team ain't got what it takes.
Yeah. You know, I really like that. By 4 o'clock, I'm going to go to work. I open the shop at 7 o'clock on Saturday. I get off at 11. Yeah, I think 4 o'clock will be here. Yeah.
You can't make two shakedowns between noon and 4 o'clock, something ain't right. And then you got some bumps say they don't need no shakedown. So,
yeah.
Your prop.
Yeah, and you know what? The ones that say they don't need to shake down, they're going to be the ones that scratching their head at the end and say, why did I let this man?
Let them scratch their head.
They said they didn't need to shake down, but hell, you know everybody going to shake down that day.
Yeah, because when they think
that ain't your problem.
Yeah, you're right.
That ain't your problem.
Hey, man, but those guys came straight out the trailer down there in State Capitol, so I know they got the guts and the nerves to do it. So, I mean.
And both of them look
awesome. They do. But, man, come on, man. It's CC, man. You know, goddamn well, them boys don't want to be in their back. So, once CC wins, that man is going to go fucking block the fucking lanes and stop all the fucking racing. And, man, you know what's going to go on that damn lane.
You doggone right. They better not. I'm going to tell you like this right here. If I win the first round, they might well go ahead and hand me the money because they're going to – well, I ain't going to tell you what they're going to do, but I already know what they're going to do. I already know what they're going to do. And I'm going to tell you, if you think Cecil is going to spend, you better bet your money somewhere else. You better bet your money somewhere else. I know that track better than anybody that's coming down in that four-horseman race. I don't care about
you. So you ain't got no excuse.
So why you need to take down there if you know the track?
But see, this the thing. This the thing with me.
See, you kind
of told y'all earlier that I'm not going to get beside myself. Don't let what I see on this radio fool you. I'm not a fool. I know
That's understandable. That's understandable. I understand. That's understandable. Because it's a team effort. You're going to need your tuner. You're going to need everybody.
Thank you. Huh? And I'm going to tell you, my tuner, I told y'all, my tuner coming all the way from Carolina. He's not going to put his rep on the line just for my pride. He's going to want me to shake down that bike. ETM Performance is one of the top-notch shops out there. We don't take chances with our name. And if y'all don't know what ETM stands for, it's Van the Man.
Look, we got another call here, man. We're going to try to open up the line here. 5051. Your line is open. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay.
Chris, I did get my suit in today, and I put it on for the first time, and I looked in the mirror and I seen a star. I seen a star above my head. I seen a star.
The only thing I can tell the people, they better have a seat. That's all I can say.
They better have a seat, you know.
Yo!
But Chris, can I ask you a question, if you don't mind answering? Who you think gonna take the four horse race?
Man, I'm gonna stay out of
this. Man, cuss the quick answers, man.
Wow, this is freaking crazy. I mean, I don't understand why he can't give me a simple custom cut.
Don't worry about it. Custom, don't worry about it. Concentrate,
yeah, you're right,
baby.
You're
concentrate.
You're right. Man. Woo. I've been waiting on this for like two months, and this day is finally. You know what? And actually, I'm going to lock myself in the house Friday night. I'm not going to come out because I don't want nobody to try to snipe me or blow up my place or try to take me out. You know, I got Caesar. Caesar is not even nowhere near me. I got him in an undisclosed location. You know, so if you're thinking about coming to my address and finding Caesar, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Man, we
got
any
other
races
you want to do?
I'm waiting on Lil Rich and Tiger Boss to get back on. I guess there you have it, fellas. If the pit was on tonight, I'd be taking the money because I'm the only one on here talking. Wow.
Well, we lost contact with them.
And that's what you're going to say after the race. We lost contact with them because I'm a good
contact.
No,
there won't be no excuse then. There won't be no excuse.
Yeah, I'm going to disconnect that phone line. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's like that sometimes, Chris. It's like that.
No, I'm talking about something else. I'm just saying when I got to be back here Sunday, so, man, I'm going to have to as soon as this thing is over, I'm about to hit the road, come back this way, but I'm just thinking about all this driving on the road. We got another call here, man. We're going to open up this where we had when he's gone. Now, that was Mr. Bud Light.
Good.
I think we'd have lost him, Tom. He may try to call back in.
Chris, did you ever, I don't want to get off the subject, but did you ever find out what was happening over there in Dallas?
Everything is a go for us with the track now, so.
Oh, so it, they still going to have the sack over there.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I saw on the video where Extreme Motorsports, man, they got beat like twice over that state capitol.
Can you hear it?
Hey, CC.
Where you find these videos at?
Say what now?
I ain't trying to get any
videos at.
I can't
hear
somebody.
Hate on them boys.
I don't know who that is.
If you look at it, Extreme goddamn been losing all year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't understand. I mean, you know. I think, you know, all jokes aside, I think they need to fire their rider. I don't know. I think they need to fire him.
You can't
say
that,
man. No, I can tell when somebody's being paid on the table. I can tell when somebody's getting paid off. And he's a Tony Romo of racing. You're the Tony Romo of racing. You're getting paid off, buddy.
You can't pinpoint that, man.
You think I'm gonna let somebody pinpoint that, man? I'll give Walker Flocker the break in the quarter. You think I'm gonna let a motorcycle like that beat me? Man, I give Walker Flocker. If you listen at night, I give you the break.
Man, I'm gonna tell you what Tandem had problems with the first race. I'm not taking up for them, but they had a little issue. So listen to me on that. They came back the second race and it was a more, you know, down earth race, but the Walker Flocker bike just had
the
better.
It got down the track, that's all.
Yeah.
He got down the track better. The track sucked all day.
So
wow,
couldn't
put
no horsepower down.
Somebody got on here tonight and
said,
now
you see why I said take a team. It take your tool.
Right.
You got to tune to the track.
Right.
Y'all trying to put
right.
too much power on that track that ain't hooking. Back it
yeah.
down. But I will tell you this much here. That Extreme Motorsport will be in Vidalta this weekend. So.
It's going to be some easy money down there. Y'all heard it tonight. Chris said it's going to be some easy money because Extreme Motorsports is going to be in the house.
Who's going to get that easy money then? Who's going to get that easy money?
Yeah. I'm busy taking everybody else's money, though. It don't matter to me.
Come on, Elko.
But,
that's why I take a team, man.
Hey, Sanchez. Hey, Bench.
Yeah.
Hey, did you say earlier that Soup Bone was on here or something?
I want to say Soup Bone was on. I know he chimes in every week.
Okay.
You got a question in action?
I want to get back on this weekend. Now the topic on Psycho Bike is the East versus the South. Can I ask who is gonna battle the South with me? Who is gonna stand up and join my legion of the Southerners down here? I mean, I'm the only one. I mean, Gerald, are you coming? J1000? Leonidas, are y'all going to join up? I mean, who's going to join me and take on these boys? I mean, so right now,
Florida
I'm the
be there.
Only one. Who?
FLL be there.
Okay. You know, I just want to know because I can't take on everybody myself. I mean, I'm only one man, one motor, one tuner.
CC.
Yes, sir.
See you from the South, bro. See you from Mississippi. We were just as loud.
Okay. All right. Well, if he don't get out of pocket, maybe he's willing to join my legion. You know, but if I feel like he's getting out of pocket, he can get to me too.
It's gonna be a big ass.
Everybody gonna be there. Everybody's coming to race everybody.
What do you say,
Chris? I'm coming to race everybody.
What do you say about this?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this right here. I keep my eye on everybody. So
hey,
you
Chris,
can come over there and say you can come over there and say you want to join me. But it don't matter to me. I draw on you.
Hey, what's up? What do you say about C being from the South?
What
do you say about C being from the South?
He just said he was from the South. That's it.
Oh, I thought he was saying he wanted to race or something.
Who want to race? I mean, I'm my own team. I don't need nobody to join up with me. When I bought this motorcycle, I joined up with myself. That's it. I don't need nobody to join up with me. It don't matter.
Oh, we ain't saying nobody join up. We understand what you said.
Oh, okay. But you know what? If Steve
who
comes
with
me,
Custom.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Sad that everybody racing everybody.
Okay.
We come by ourselves. We come by ourselves too. We ain't got no friends.
Okay, because I just want to separate the real from the fake, because I know a lot of people are agreeing in my face, and then when they get on the radio, they are like they don't even know me. So you know what? Everybody's gonna get drawn on everybody come Saturday. So don't come up to me talking about. Don't come up to me talking about. Oh, I wish I was you, Custom. No, you get drawn on. Don't come up to me trying to get on my team. Doggone it. I'm drawing on everybody. I don't care if Obama down there with a motorcycle. He got action.
I just want to see some racing.
Oh, here we go. You tell me who's going to win this four horseman race. That's what you do. You tell me who's going to win. Now, that's what you do. I never asked anything out of you, Chris. I want to know, and I think the whole Grudge Talk Radio want to know, who are you siding with?
Lil Richard.
Man,
I'm Lil Richard. He was Lil Richard. He was
Lil Richard. Did Lil Richard just lose?
I hear some mumbling.
Did he just lose? Y'all
what
doing
that mean,
bro? Ain't nobody scared of Lil Rich. He ain't nothing but a midget on a motorcycle. I can find that in any circus I go to.
Here we go.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, that's what I think. I don't know. Some people call me RuPaul on a motorcycle. I don't get mad.
I'm already been against the rich men that they don't lose. I mean, that they don't win.
I just don't want nobody to back down from the camera. That's all I'm...
Wow. Chris, can you please answer?
Hey.
Who's going to win the race?
Man, they gonna come out.
If somebody back out,
it doesn't have to be another booster to get in there or anybody.
If somebody back out, the filing they put up goes to the
file. It goes to the file, or you know, it don't matter. You know, Chris, are you gonna bring your camera? Are you gonna mount one on my bike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. Mhm. Because I'm gonna tell y'all better now. I'm gonna tell y'all this. Y'all better have your phone charged up, your computer charged up, because they're gonna be tweeting, Facebooking, everything, psycho bagging all night, all night.
Man, they ought to have a live feed.
They don't want to see that. That's like live murder. That's all it's going to be, a live murder.
First 48
live. You ain't got to investigate this. You're going to see it straight for yourself. But I really wish Chris would answer the question. Chris, who you think is going to take the race?
Man, I'm going to stay out of that.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Hey,
you know,
hey, Ben.
Huh?
Hey, is Paulson on here?
You know, I hadn't heard from Paulson.
Oh,
I wonder was he coming to the
East. Hey, cut the cuts. Yes, sir.
Let's see, we got one call. Let me open up this line. This may be possible. 6645, your line is open.
You say you going to take the raise, huh?
Cut the
cuts. Yeah, I'm on the line.
Awesome. Cut the cuts.
Yeah.
Hey, you come to the East.
This is Custom Cuts. Yeah. What's your question?
Can I bet with you?
Get in the pot. You can dive in all you want to, I'm telling you. But you only got so much room because at a certain time, the pot's going to be covered. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you get three times that back. So if you bet 500, I pay you 15 if I win the race. If you bet 200, I pay you 600 if I win the race.
Wow. Man, you shouldn't be, man. I'm coming with my bankroll, man.
You think I'm crazy? You think I'm crazy?
I'm coming with my bankroll, man.
I'm going up half of the money. I'm going up half of the money, so it don't matter. I'm not in this to pay bills. My bills are paid. I'm in this
for
the crowd.
Who's all in the race then? Who are you going to be racing against?
I got ACP, Coors Light, which I don't beat. I got Cocaine, Tabbox, which I don't beat, and I got Katrina Bike, Lil Rich, which is scared to race me, which I'm going to beat.
Cocaine running, so, man. That goddamn cocaine flying, man.
Man, that don't mean that. That don't mean nothing.
Cocaine
flying
like cocaine itself, man. Get your high.
I tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do for you. If I pull Cocaine the first round, I'm going to tell you something. Shoe polish and write the feds on the front of my motorcycle. That's what I'm going to see like when I see it.
Man, you ain't
got
enough, man.
Why you crazy? Crazy.
You just make my day every time I come on this Grudge Radio. I love just coming on here just to hear you cut and cut.
You doggone right, because I'm a federal agent. If I pull cocaine, I'm the federal agent on it. I guarantee you I'm going to serve that warrant.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you, this is the first time y'all ever going to see a federal agent split the winnings with y'all. Because all the cocaine and all the money that I win, I'm going to lay it out on the ground and y'all can have it.
So you ain't gonna complicate it for us? You gonna take it for us?
Oh yeah, y'all can have it. Y'all can have it.
We got Possum on the line.
Yeah, he on here. He stays on.
Okay.
What if cocaine whoop your ass though, man?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even like to talk like that because I already know what I'm gonna do. Because and if that's all he's bringing for what he ran Katrina with, he needs to go back to the drawing board. He needs to go back to the drawing board. You think I'm
You got Dan the man, huh?
I got Dan the man. You think I'm bringing Dan down here for almost $1,000 to come down here? Come on, man.
You got that money, boy. Jared's going to win the whole thing.
I'm a soldier in this thing. Y'all thought I was playing. Y'all thought I actually wasn't going to bring my tuna. Man, my tuna already on the way down here. He should be down here in what? Let me see. It's 9, almost 10 o'clock. He should be down here about 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. while y'all sleep, we'll be popping bottles.
Well, you got cracking on your man, huh?
Yeah. I got confidence in my man because he built me a winner. He built me a winner.
Do you think he'll build me one like that?
Hey, who the hell is talking?
Yeah, who is this talking to? Y'all sound like y'all need to be riding horses instead of motorcycles.
Dan don't build horses, he builds motorcycles. Now. I got racing horses now, partner. I got more money than what you got in that goddamn motorcycle.
Man, that's about a plan, man.
Ain't no goddamn body playing. I fuck with Biden, man. What the hell are you talking about? I'm trying to let you dummies talk all that dumb shit so I come out there and whoop the shit out you guys.
I feel you.
What y'all say?
No problem.
Goddamn racing one motherfucking year and talk about somebody playing.
Hey, did you get your bike? Did you get your bike straight?
I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
Which one? Files and bike?
Oh, both of them, Possum and BMF.
Oh, you testing them or something?
Yeah, beam on them all.
So as now you don't know if you're coming to the event, huh?
No, not yet. I'll know by about 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
My money's on custom cuts, Jerry. You're going to win it all, buddy.
Wow. I mean, look. I understand fans, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm too big for my britches, but, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Possum, you feel good tonight?
Do what, buddy?
I was just checking on you, man, see if you're feeling okay. You saying, Jerry, don't take the thing up.
That's the first hitter that Chris the Mill.
Why not?
That's the first hitter that Chris the Mill.
Oh, my God.
You got to let it get in his veins and
I'm
get it pumped up.
I'm just staying on the porch, man. I'm just staying on the porch, Chris. I don't need messing with them big dogs. I ain't no big dog. But I think Cubs going to win it.
Wow. Well, I can't believe this, man. I feel so privileged to have North Carolina boys say I'm going to win.
I just hope that they put that money up.
There's a lot of people
saying Cubs are shaking down.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too.
What was that? I wanted to put my opinion in on it. I think, honestly, that, you know, somebody said earlier in the show that they should put up a dime. I think that should be what it should be. Because if somebody sees one person shake down and it's a blast of a pass, somebody may want to back out. And that's a cheap way to get out, man. Especially when you're
right.
This is a big, this is a big race, and you got fans from all over wanting to come see this. I mean, it's more of a show for the fans than it is for a money pocket thing, you know. And I don't know. I just like to see all four of them get down the track. When somebody does get hurt, nobody needs to back
out. CeCe already stated that he was putting in and. And you already know, goddamn, everybody else really agreed. Well, the other two really agreed to it. They want to put in a dime. They want to put in more, too. But
They ought to put the whole thing.
To be honest with you, I mean, what the buy-in is not that damn much. So, to be honest with you, I think they should all four put
you
up
know,
damn
you know what?
That's right.
You know
I think
what?
They
you
should all
what?
Put it up to when they come through the gate.
Y'all can say what you want to, but when a man works every day and put up the pot himself, that's a lot of money to me. And you know what? I'm not willing to lose it over something.
You just said you put a thing on the ground.
I ain't. Let me talk, guys.
I mean,
we only got a couple minutes, man. You know,
I'm a hardest working man. I work every day. I don't sling no drugs. I don't sling no poor ass.
Yeah. We don't want to hear that. Yeah,
I mean, Jerry, I just gave you credit and said I felt like you was going to win this. But, dog, you said come to your backyard. I'm going to repeat what I've heard over the times past. Come to my backyard, bet 5 on 10 and 10 on 20 and all this and all that. You should be straight. You should be fine for your little quarter. So let the race go on, man. All four of y'all put it up and do the damn thing. If y'all break in the shake down, you just lose your quarter. Fuck it.
Okay, I tell you what, since you want to express your opinion, why don't we do it? If the race don't go down, you make a phone call to Chris and you tell me who I want to run. You tell me, Jerry, I want you to run this race or this rider, and I do it. I ain't got no problem, but I'm not gonna lock in no whole pot on no doggone shakedown. I'm not gonna do that, but I'm not scared to run. Now I want to know how boots are in that race.
I'm not scared to run.
You ain't got to worry about that. I tell you what, if I even figure my fight game right after the shakedown, I'll go ahead and bet the whole thing. I'll bet the 25 because I don't want nobody to say that I tried to swindle my way out of it. I'll bet the whole 25 then.
Well,
I'm not looking.
That's
I don't want to be a work like that.
Do.
You're not talking about a big old rack there. You know what I'm saying? It's not that much. So I'm saying it's not that much to lose.
Well, let me tell, let me see you put up 25 off the muscle like that out of your pocket.
That ain't no problem, bro.
Let me see you put up 25 off the muscle like that.
Hey, Kill Zone. Hey, Kill Zone. Kill Zone. Hey, now you remember what
bank tellers.
I can't hear you.
Kill Zone. Kill Zone.
Yeah.
You know, I know you saying about the 500. Now, you remember when Tackle Box first got on? Lil Richard was already on. Lil Richard called Tackle Box. Tackle Box said, I don't care. We can come out the trailer, right?
Yeah.
And what did Lil Richard say there? What you feel about that, Custom Cut? Lil Richard would come out of the trailer. Tackle Box then would come out of the trailer. But CT wants the shakedown. They not tripping on the shakedown, so why not put up more before you even get
Thank
on
you.
The track?
Thank you.
But what you just said, all that shit fall back on what CT want to do. Tackle Box and Richard is willing to do
That's what I'm saying. If they willing to come out the trailer, if they willing to come out the trailer for 25, okay, he won't shake down. Okay, if you won't shake down and they willing to come out the trailer, make it more than $500, bro.
Yeah,
more than $500.
You can't tell CC
what
to bet on his money and on his bike.
See, bro, you saying, hold on, bro. Ain't nobody trying to tell him what to do, bro. Ain't nobody telling him what to do. What we saying is, if he won't shake down, and them two willing to come out of the trailer, okay, if he won't shake down, ain't nobody telling him what to do with his money. But
right.
Why it can't be more than 500
okay,
if they willing to come out the trailer. Ain't nobody saying he got to do this. Ain't nobody saying he got to do this.
I'll put up $500 for every shakedown I make. I'll put up $100. Every time I make a shakedown, I put up $100 on that $500. If I go out there and make one shakedown, that's $600. If I go out there
now
and make another shakedown, that's $700.
It's still going towards a thousand before this thing gets blown out of proportion, man.
Just let the guys all just get together, Lil Rich, 205 Mike, all of them, and come up with something before Friday, man, because we out of time here now. It's 9:02, so we're going to have to shut the show down. But I will like to say that I kind of tell everybody to have a safe trip there too, Armadoss, and hope that we do get to see this gamma phase go down. And good luck to all the racers and fans that will be attending.
For the photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want my poster.
All right, guys, with that being said, we're going to holler at you and have a safe night to everyone. All right.
CC scared.
Yeah, CC scared.